You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Chwaba.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nightlight. It is Tuesday. It's not just Tuesday, folks. Because I know Tuesday, it's been said on Seinfeld, Tuesday has no feel. A lot of people don't really feel Tuesday. But this is a Thanksgiving week Tuesday. And that's different. That kind of feels like a Thursday to me. But if I want verification or if I want to be vouched for, I can't go to Conrad Krieger tonight because he is still in Florida. It wasn't a one-day trip. And joining me tonight on Nightlight once again is my pal Aaron Zommers, affectionately known as Zommers. Hey, buddy.
Hey, yeah, you know, I have to agree. It very much does feel like a Thursday. But
yeah,
still with the rest of the work from the previous week crammed in.
Right. It's a short week, which makes us feel good, but it's a week's worth of stuff you have to do in like 2.5 days. So there's the rub, as they say. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing well. Always an adventure. Making radio.
Absolutely. Well, it's great. You are holding down the fort in Madison there. Is anybody still there? I'm curious.
A few people are. John and Gordy, okay, who now have their statewide program that anybody who's been listening just heard. They may not have left the building just yet, but they're certainly about to, if not. But after they leave and after Megan leaves, I will be the only one here. So soon creepy. There will be nobody else.
That is creepy, dude. Well, tell John and Gordy I said hello, my Civic Media older brothers, as I refer to them. It's great to be on the air. It's Tuesday of a holiday week. This is a short week for me. I am done tonight, and we will have some outstanding highlight shows coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And this week, it's fun. We've had really fun guests this week, and as we do every week. But on Friday particularly, we're going to have a best of this week because we had Tom Lennon on. We have Lance Barber on tonight from Young Sheldon. Paul Vandenplas from Wonderfully Wisconsin. And then some other really fun best of shows coming up Wednesday and Thursday as well, which include interviews from Wisconsin foodies Arthur Ersink, Mike Schmidt, Katie Leclerc from A Cherry Pie Christmas, which was shot in Door County, actor Mike Starr. You might remember Mike from Dumb and Dumber. He was the guy that picked up Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels. They were singing right in his face. You like that movie, right, Zommers?
I haven't actually seen that one.
Oh, dear God.
I know it's required. Serious? I know it's required viewing. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. So I remember Mike Starr from Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Okay. Well, that's fine too, because he was great. But he's one of those guys, like, we had him on and I kept having to cut him off because we had to go to commercial because it's radio. And most people nowadays are used to podcasts where they just go and go. And Mike has got so many stories, but it'll be nice to see what Khan put together with Mike Starr in that Thursday night. That's a Thanksgiving Day best of. Also, my interview with David Zucker will be part of that show. The Comedy City guys here in De Pere, Trapper Shep. We played one of his songs. So a lot of fun still on Nightlight the rest of the week. But tonight we got a great show too, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are talking about, I'm just going to lead with this, but because a lot of our guests this week were determined by an event happening next week, December 4th, at the Atwood Music Festival. There will be a screening of a film I made called The Godfather of Green Bay. It's December 4th, starts at 7 o'clock, doors open at 6, sponsored by Downdrin's Distilling and the John and Gordy Morning Show at WMDX here at Civic Media. The Atwood Music Hall is a great venue, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are only $10. Part of the proceeds go to the Dane County Humane Society. So it's for a good cause. John and Gordy are going to host a Q&A with me after the screening. And The Godfather of Green Bay is a feel-good comedy. As I mentioned, Tom Lennon, who was on last night, it was great talking to Tom. Lance Barber is on tonight. They were both in the film. Lauren Holly, who will be on the show next week, next Wednesday, is in the film. She plays opposite me. That's right. I got to act opposite Lauren Holly. Tony Goldwyn's in the movie. All kinds of great Milwaukee actors like Eric Price and Rob Martin. Tracy Thorpe from Chicago, Steve Seeger and Jimmy Pardo, Mike Siegel, Mike Toomey, all guys you've heard on Nightlight and gals too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a feel good movie, perfect way to kick off your holidays. And a lot of the proceeds go to a good cause, as I mentioned. So come on out, say hello if you can. We'll have some food, some drinks, some conversation. It's going to be a blast. And tonight, from The Godfather of Green Bay and Young Sheldon, and he just informed me, too, that there's a new season of The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow. Lance Barber will be here at 6:35 tonight. At 5:35 on the show, my old pal Stuart Waddles, who is our civic media news director for Southeast Wisconsin. Aaron, did I tell you what Stuart and I are going to be talking about?
I don't know if you did. Oh, I mean, I know part of it is going to be a certain musical artist that has had a resurgence lately.
It's going to be outstanding. Gordon Lightfoot, because it was the 50th anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Stuart, because of that, just discovered Gordon Lightfoot's music. So he'll give us a little roundup of what's happening in Southeast Wisconsin, maybe some news stories we should pay attention to, and then we'll talk some Gordon Lightfoot. Then Lance Barber at 6:35. And then my old pal, Courtney Cronin-Dold, a very funny stand-up comedian and writer, will be here at 7:20. So we've got some music, some laughs, a little celebrity element to the show. It should be a fun... you know what it is, Aaron? It's the kind of show Conrad is going to wish he was here for.
Absolutely. And we're just going to have to tell him to go back and watch it on YouTube or listen to the podcast.
I'm sure he's got the whole family down there in Florida huddled around the radio and listening to Nightlight tonight, as they always do. So I had this happen. I don't know what happened. Like, you're a tech guy. Maybe you can help me with this. All my ads, my inbox in my email, I'm getting Kansas City ads. Ads from Kansas City. And on my sports, I use the Odyssey app to follow my teams. It's all Kansas City. I'm getting these Kansas City lawyer ads like Mike's got this. Go to mikesgotthis.com. He got me $600,000 in a settlement. Mike's got this. I'm going to take hostages if I hear that ad one more time. And I'm getting Kansas City Chiefs stuff. What do I do, Aaron? Help me.
You know, I wish I knew. I've also been the victim of, I'll say, misplaced advertising. A few months ago, I was just reading some news articles for work on my phone, and I noticed an ad for a breast milk pump. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. I'm not the target audience. And I scrolled down a little bit further, and there was another one. And I'm like, okay, that's even weirder. The next day, I went and I was reading some articles just on, like, games for my own entertainment, and the ad was for a different breast milk pump. And I'm like, okay, who at Google told you something very incorrect about me? This does not apply to me in any way.
You know, I know that you probably aren't the target audience, but if the price is fair, you might want to move on that.
You know, I guess, yeah, I can stock up for the future. Who knows?
I would buy them all and sell them on the black market. Maybe jack up the price a little. That's capitalism, buddy. You could use this to your advantage.
You know, I didn't really think about it that way. But
here's another tech thing. I know you can relate to this, too, as most of the people listening probably can. But this morning, it was ad after ad, worse than ever. I think I was on Twitter. Then I went to Yahoo News, and I couldn't find the X to close out the ad.
Oh,
and it took up like three quarters of the page.
Hate that.
I had to maximize my screen. I still couldn't find it. It's like they're the tech guys or the code writers or whoever they are trying to raise people's blood pressure. And the amount of the news story I could see was about two. It was about an inch of like a 12-inch screen. So I had to scroll. I just gave up. And then I'm like scrolling, reading this article two lines at a time. It was maddening.
Yeah, like really all that does is make people leave the website. I mean, the thing that I hate the most is when you do see the X, but then it goes away for a little bit right when you're about to click on it. So you end up clicking on the ad and then it comes back later. It's like, are you kidding me? This is so annoying.
I guarantee they do that on purpose. And the other thing they do, I think, is when the ad pops up, you're right. You go to click on it, it disappears. You open a whole new page so they get clicks. Or the spot where you're supposed to click moves. It's really maddening. And I will not buy that product. I make a point to say I'm never buying that product. I don't care how expensive or inexpensive the breast pump is. I'm not buying that product.
Right. If they're respectful ads, I can close out of whenever I want. You know, regardless of what the product is, you might have my interest just to support your business practices.
Exactly. All right. We speak the same language. That's great. So we've got a really fun show tonight. Great guests, as I mentioned, folks. And I want to read a couple texts because I don't like to miss texts. But John Murray, One of our regular texters in the 608 texted me because we had pre-recorded material on last night to close the show, and he texted during that time. So John in the 608 said, "Evening, gents. Great show as usual. Peter, you got skills, and your sidekick needs a show sometime soon. What do you think about that, Zommers?"
Well, maybe he's talking about Conrad. You know, he didn't specify.
He was listening last night, and then he put a PS, and he said, "I don't think Conrad should ever have his own show."
I missed that text.
But I think he was giving you a compliment, and he compliments Con every night, too. John's a great guy. Then you left another one. This is also from John in the 608. He says, "My grandma, Gigi," cool grandma name, "made the best pumpkin bars ever, and she always made me my own personal pumpkin pie. I would make her proud every year and down the whole thing after dinner. Homemade pie heaven. Now only Jesus and the Gigi's family upstairs get to indulge. R.I.P. Gigi, Thanksgiving is missing a star on earth." Very nice text, John. Very nice text. Made him his own pumpkin pie. That's like some serious special treatment. So I think, you know, Zomer, without further ado, we should get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, man. This is a great one. It's Steve Martin's birthday today. Very simple question. What is your favorite Steve Martin movie? How do you like that one, folks? Driving home, on the way home right now, you get to think about that. Text us. Let me know your favorite Steve Martin movie. And I have a feeling I know what a lot of people are going to say because, you know, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles dropped on this day. Actually, I think that's on this day in 1987. Actually, I don't think it's Steve Martin's birthday. Forget everything I said up until this point. Just disregard the entire show. But Steve Martin, I think Planes, Trains, and Automobiles dropped on this day in 1987. One of my favorite movies, a fat-free movie, if I may. The script is great. The acting is great. The story is beautiful. It's got laughs. It's heartwarming. It's got great story. It's even got suspense on some level because you assume they'll get home, but they tell the story in such a great way. It was executed flawlessly. So that is my favorite Steve Martin movie, but I want to know yours. He's done some great ones. I would do honorable mention like The Man with Two Brains, The Jerk, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. I like to go back to early Steve career when I talk about his movies. But let me know what you think. Be part of the show. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. It's very easy to use. And if you don't have it, you should get it because it's outstanding and very easy to use, like I just said. If you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, you can drop us a stream comment there and let us know what your favorite Steve Martin movie is. Just a heads up too, folks, we've got some really cool stuff happening. WGBW station manager Dan Marcus is going to come into the studio and tell us about a really cool event here in Green Bay. We've got Giving Tuesday happening next week here at Civic Media. It's going to be a phenomenal time and a charitable time. And we've got a text-to-win contest coming up that we're going to tell you all about too throughout the course of the show. Another one of our awesome multi-state Civic Media text-to-win contest. Who is that, Zommers?
This is Steve Earle with Continental Trailways Blues, song from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I love it, dude. I love it. We're coming right back. It's a Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Dan Marcus is here.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That I recognize. You know, a really underrated soundtrack in that movie, too. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Tuesday that feels like a Thursday because it's a short week and it's a big holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to all listening and wherever you're joining me from. across the state. It's great to have you. Our question of the night, and that's why Zomers was playing that song, was what is your favorite Steve Martin movie? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles came out on this day in 1987, and that's why that is our question of the night. So let us know what your favorite Steve Martin movie is at 855-752-4842, or you can drop us a stream comment or use the app. The app is outstanding and very easy to use. It's my pleasure now to welcome a guy who is sticking around longer than he probably wants to, but he's joining me. He's the station manager here at WGBW. I'm proud to call him a mentor and a friend, Mr. Dan Marcus.
Buddy. Mister.
Well, you know, you're
kissing up.
I'm not kissing up. I don't do that despite your good looks and your rippling muscles. I never do that kind of thing. Dan, I wanted to have you on because there's this really cool event going on here in Green Bay. So if those of you in Northeast Wisconsin are listening, we need to talk about, help me say it.
Chris Kindle Market.
Chris Kindle Market. It sounds like a really cool event.
It is. I mean, this is an outdoor market, German style, food. Of course, there are beverages.
Nice.
And, but crafts and beer and programming. Santa's there for the kids, you know, but one of the neat things is because it's outdoor and it's cold weather event, they've got igloos that you can rent.
I love that.
You can rent them for like 75 minutes. I don't know how much it costs. It doesn't, you know, that price is beside the point. They provide a pretzel tray. So come on. You know,
is that for warming purposes or? What do you think people are renting igloos for, Dan? I don't want to make any nefarious.
Oh, no, they're not. They're in there and they're playing Scrabble. Come on.
The way your voice rose when you said that makes me think.
Well, I just channeled my puberty, didn't I?
Exactly. That sounds like a great event. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it is. And the nice thing is that it's 3 days a week. It's not just Thursdays, Friday. It's not just Thursdays, for example. Now, it's not happening this Thursday because it's not Valentine's Day, it's Thanksgiving, but it's happening Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Did I get that? Yes.
Yeah, I think the 20th through December 20th.
Through December 20th.
Yeah.
And, but this is, it's a gathering place. It's its own little community.
Absolutely. It sounds like a blast, and Green Bay is just a beautiful place to be for Christmas. If you're in the area, definitely check that out. Hey, how was the parade last weekend?
The parade was a hoot.
Yeah, we were well represented.
Well, we had the station van there with a big rubber nose. The theme of the parade was Rudolph and Friends. Had antlers out the side of the vehicle, and we were playing music, and people as we were going down the street were dancing to Wonderful Christmas Time and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I love those, and we were passing out candy to the kids.
I'm kind of conflicted because as much as I love Christmas, like my wife is one of those people, she'd say put the tree up a week before Thanksgiving. I'm like, enjoy Thanksgiving.
No, what's your wife's first name?
Mary,
stop that.
He's one of the bosses here, Mary. You heard him. But I kind of feel the same way, although you could say like the Green Bay Christmas parade is kind of a Thanksgiving parade too. It's just a fun holiday.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. But it takes on a Christmas flavor and Santa's in it. Now, Santa doesn't come around for Thanksgiving, so that makes it a Christmas parade. Let's be logical here.
Well said. What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
My wife and I are hosting her son and his wife and my dog and my cat.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice group.
I wish I had a fireplace in my house. It'd be perfect. But you know what I'm going to do? Because it's the Packers and the Lions. Because that is a Thanksgiving tradition in the old Marcus household. So I am going to watch the game, but I'm going to turn off the color so it's in black and white like it used to be when I was a kid.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
You remember black and white TV. You do not look that old, and I'm not kissing up again. But I will say, Dan, you're wearing the enemy's colors here. You got some Detroit. You're rocking
Detroit. I got dressed at 4:30 in the morning. And it was dark in the bedroom. I couldn't turn the light on. I'd wake up Vicky. So I just grabbed a shirt and turned out to be this lion colored one. And I'm sorry. Shirt.
Just make sure you take it off before
Thanksgiving. I'll be wearing a Packer paraphernalia tomorrow.
Dan, do you have a favorite Steve Martin movie? Maybe we could end on a movie.
Dead Man Don't Wear Plaid.
How great is that movie?
Oh, I love that movie.
You need a cup of my Java.
Remember that? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great. Sommers, have you seen that Dead Man Don't Wear Plaid?
I have not, but I'm going to have to make a point to now.
Start with that one, then go to Dumb and Dumber. You won't be disappointed. No. Or I'll give you your money back.
No. Just all
watch
right.
it on Tubi. Dan, this is fun. Thank you, sir, for the update.
Steve Martin, former staff writer for the Smothers Brothers.
Brothers.
I admire that man. And he was in the room when Mason Williams wrote the song Classical Gas on his guitar, because Mason Williams was a staff writer too.
Are you serious?
I heard that from Pat Paulson, directly from Pat Paulson, face to face, when I interviewed him, who was also a staff writer for the Smothers
That's
Brothers.
That's right. You know, I met him. Is he the guy that always ran for president?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you're going to be famous. I said, why is that? He said, because everybody that meets me becomes famous. He was wrong in my case. But
yeah,
wrong
in our case. Too. Yeah, there you go.
We're doing okay, though, Dan. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It was nice being
here. Anytime. All right, we are coming right back with Mr. Stuart J. Waddles to find out what's going on in Southeast Wisconsin.
Stuart.
Talk a little Gordon Lightfoot. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. God, I just don't want to ask someone to slow dance right now. That's exciting. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. That is Gordon Lightfoot. Not exactly a pick-me-up, but I will tell you why Mr. Sommers decided to play Gordon Lightfoot, and it's because it has to do with our next guest, who I'm about to bring in any moment right now. But first, I have to tell you guys, we're doing a ticket giveaway. I told you about the screening of The Godfather of Green Bay December 4th at the Atwood Music Hall in Madison next Thursday night, a week from Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great night, and we are giving away tickets. So if you're in the Madison area and can attend that night, all you have to do is text the keyword, and you can win two free tickets. Well, we're giving away four, right, Sommers?
Yeah, four tickets.
All right. So I almost said half the Brady Bunch could go, but that would mean I'd have to include Alice and Sam. So we have four tickets to give away. So if you, and I give the keyword now, right, Sommers?
Yeah.
So that's, just say it.
Yeah, and that's for Thursday.
Secret.
Thursday okay. The 4th at 7 p.m. at Atwood Music Hall is the time that you have to be able to make it.
Doors open at 6, film at 7, Q&A with John and Gordy and me afterwards. It's going to be a really fun night. Part of the proceeds go to the Dane County Humane Society. So, and it's a fun movie to watch. So the keyword is actor, A-C-T-O-R, A-C-T-O-R. So if you can go and are interested in checking out The Godfather of Green Bay next Thursday night, text in the keyword and we will take your information. And one of our texters just said, was that Casper?
Yeah.
Says make the music was making me cry. So let's bring in our guest and explain why we went with kind of a one of my favorite songs, but you could say it's part of a downer, but I guess it depends on your perspective. Mr. Stuart J. Waddles joins the show. Love having Stuart on. He is our news director in Southeast Wisconsin. You can also hear him here in Northeast Wisconsin from time to time. Hey, buddy.
I thought I was on hold for the Butterball helpline. I forgot that. I forgot I was on your show. I was
do
waiting. I got a different tab that's open.
They do have that, don't they?
Yeah. Since you're here, can I start defrosting it now? And I thought.
What happens? What kind of turkey catastrophe do you think happens where you have to call a 1-800 number?
You know, I bet there's a virtual AI chat now from the fine people at Butterball.
No kidding. Oh, that is crazy. I forgot all about that.
That was on the Butterball helpline.
How are you, buddy?
Hey, well, thanks. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thanks. It's always fun having you on. I especially appreciate it in this 5 o'clock hour since we've added it, because you're kind of tied into Southeast Wisconsin and the Milwaukee area. And I thought we could have a little discussion about some stuff that's going on. But first, I have to ask you, before we get to that, or Gordon Lightfoot talk or whatever, are you, do you have a favorite Steve Martin movie, Stu?
I was going over this. I do. I think it's Leap of Faith. I know that's not a good one. It's not going to be the, and on most people's list, but I remember seeing it in a theater when I was young. So Leap of Faith, he was not a carny, but he would go from town to town and have a revival, and they were kind of scamming people through a religious deal. So
I totally forgot
on the lamb, and he ran away. And again, one of those things that you had, one of those core memories. I think I was maybe 12, 13 when that came out, saw it at the theater.
That's fantastic.
I'm more of a Steve Martin TV guy though. I'm looking at his credits. I'm more of a TV guy for Steve Martin, his work on the Muppets.
Love it. Great point.
I was kind of raised on King Tut and the whole, you know, that whole bit that he did with that. And then his work on 30 Rock. He did an episode of 30 Rock. He was Gavin Velour. And he was some sort of a financial guy who was locked up in his own home, but Liz didn't know it. And so he played a character on that, and it was really good.
You know, he's one of those guys, like, I'm seeing some of these texts roll in, and we'll read those in a little while. But like, he did movies you forgot he did that are so great. Like, I saw one of the texters said All of Me with Lily Tomlin. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that movie. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is maybe one of my top 20 comedies of all time with Michael Caine. I don't know if you ever saw that. Outstanding movie.
What's the one that was based on Henry Hill? It's not like a sequel to Goodfellas. Now it's escaping my mind.
My Blue Heaven?
Is
that My Blue Heaven?
Yeah, My Blue Heaven. Yeah.
Okay.
So that wasn't officially the Henry Hill story, but it was Henry Hill in the Witness Protection Program.
Oh, I did not know that. That's very interesting. Yeah, I saw the movie years ago and I still didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah. Did a Goodfellas rewatch recently, so that's fresh on the mind.
Oh, fantastic. That's one of those movies, Goodfellas, I cannot turn it off. When it's on and I'm flipping around, it's on. It's like, all right, I'm watching at least till the next commercial break. Probably longer, though, to be honest with you.
Oh, so you're getting a commercial break, so you're not getting the good stuff.
Well, I'm saying if I'm flipping around, you know, you don't flip around. I only go to Hulu and then Netflix. Like, it's not already on in progress. I guess mostly if I'm in a hotel room, that's where I encounter these kind of opportunities to watch these movies. And you're right, they're edited, so they're not.
Yeah, yeah. 1 minute he's telling them to go get a shine box, the next they're at the party. You got nothing in between.
Wait a minute, there's supposed to be some blood in here.
Where's the guy in the trunk? What happened to him?
So we had obviously Thanksgiving is a couple days away, Stuart. And last night's question: what is your favorite side? Do you have a particular side item or part of the meal you look forward to the most?
It all works together. It's all a symphony of food, and I think each has its own kind of, because usually with my fork I get a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and mix some cheesy potatoes with the rice thing, so it's all good. My mother-in-law makes some good beans, some baked beans.
Nice. I like that addition. You know, somebody, I think it was Zomers, was it Conrad that texted in last night? He likes, or maybe it was you. He mixes the potatoes, that like mashed potatoes.
Oh, that was me.
With corn. Is that the one that does that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's a fine idea.
But with no gravy.
Well, maybe you get a little gravy in there in the next bite, but one bite can just be the potatoes and gravy. Maybe the next one you invite some corn in there. Yeah.
I don't know if it is standalone.
It is good to hear that I'm not the only one who mixes all the foods on Thanksgiving.
Well, what kind of psycho is there? Kind of, no, you get off of there. I'm not getting you. I'm pushing you over there. You stay there, green beans.
I'll tell you what, my brother is the kind, he can't let his food, or at least maybe he can now. He could never let his food touch, and he would have to eat it compartmentally. Like, he couldn't just take, you know, a lot of people go for the stuffing, the potatoes, the turkey, the crayon. They get it all in their mouth at the same time, and it's like a street fight. And my brother just has to have it individually, which I always thought was kind of strange. And
you should get him those paper plates that have the little individual compartments.
Yeah, exactly.
Good Christmas gift for him.
That's how we do it in our house. It's classy stuff. So Stuart, I'm so excited that you wanted to talk about Gordon Lightfoot tonight, but is there anything happening in Southeast Wisconsin we need to know about? Any big stories going on?
yeah, there's some heavy stuff going on. The Slender Man thing, you up to speed on that whole deal?
Well, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Has there been a new development? I know that the manhunt was not that long, and they caught him. But
the Waukesha County DA came out with some pointed language about the notifications and when they should have happened and when they didn't. And when the victim and all of this, how they weren't notified for like 12 hours after it was first discovered that a bracelet was cut. So yeah, it's there's some questions going on about that that whole deal.
Was there any clarification as to how, like, I heard the bracelet, Zomers and I talked about that a little bit yesterday, that the bracelet was cut off. I don't even know how you do that. You have to have probably like some kind of industrial
Fiskars
chainsaw. But how did she get out? Because she was in a home, right? And I'm wondering how she even got out.
There's no security guard waiting at the door. I mean, really? from the follow-up interviews that the person who was with her has given, they were saying they were coming in and out the window. So like, it wasn't a security, it was like a group home. So it could have been in like just a neighborhood.
Well, and you figure they're not
about people. There's questions about people in the neighborhood even knew that she was there. And maybe they don't deserve to know, but maybe they do. So there's a lot of questions.
That's crazy. So you're saying it was an escape like in Bottle Rocket when Luke Wilson just left, but he snuck out with bed sheets, even though it was voluntarily.
Open the door, walk and duck down and get a bus ticket.
Do you guys do a, does Kenosha Racine do a holiday parade or a Christmas parade?
Racine's got a big one. Kenosha has gotten into the whole holiday spirit with like an official downtown tree lighting. But Racine's been a pioneer in this. They've been doing this for like decades. Their big Christmas party. They did it a couple weeks ago already. They're already like 2 weeks past their holiday parade.
Okay. So it's a holiday parade, not just a Christmas parade. Otherwise, that wouldn't really make
well,
a ton of sense.
Yeah, but what are we doing here? I mean, it's Christmas time. It's a holiday. It's Christmas. And I understand not everybody observes, but it's a tree it's a Christmas tree. Anyway, Gord.
Oh, very well said. It's nice to hear your voice up. You're doing news up here in Green Bay. And I know it's fun to hear you. I know that I don't hear much of WRJN, but it's nice. How is that? Do you have to have you broken a big story in Green Bay yet, Stuart?
Connie and I are working very closely, and she kind of takes the lead on that, and I kind of provide ancillary support, but she takes the lead on the Green Bay stuff, and I do here, and the fine folks in Green Bay would hear Connie here in the afternoon. So we're kind of working things out and sharing the voices.
You guys do such a great job. It's great. Thank you very much. That is the voice of Stuart J. Waddles. You have a voice. Like, when did you know, Stuart? Like, because you have one of those voices that's so distinct. I remember when I first started working for Civic Media, and I'm like, this guy's got killer pipes. Like, and it helps when you break a story that's like kind of got some weight to it with your voice. I know that might, I don't know if you've ever heard that before, but when did you realize I got to do news?
It wasn't so much news. It was one day realizing I could go Sunday, monster truck challenge. G Gravedigger, take on Bigfoot. So once I honed in on that, I'm like, well, okay, what do I do with that? And then Gateway and Kenosha had a radio program, got into that, and just kind of got into radio from there and paid some dues, doing promotional stuff. Learning how the computer systems work, programming, just doing everything. Had some accounts.
Oh, nice. You did it all. So you know
I did it all. And then an opportunity came up in the WRJN to focus in on some news. And I was like the kid getting a USA Today out of the newspaper box, and I was 8 or 9 years old. So kind of worked it all together.
I'm kind of amazed at people like you, and I kind of tip my hat. Like Corey was up here. Corey Hartman was up here, and he was doing something with, you know, the equipment. And I'm like, how you guys know everything? Like, but it's people like you that started when they were 14 and they know some of the tech stuff, some of the news stuff, some of the, it blows my mind. And it's, you know, fantastic, frankly, to be surrounded by people like that.
Yeah. We had a Commodore 64 in the house when I was little. So if I had to play a game, I had to know how to run a command line. So I had to put in CMD/this/this CD, change directory. So I was running DOS when I was 6 or 7 years old.
I got really excited when you said that because I thought you said you had the Commodores at your house, which would have been really big news. So.
No. I had the Jordanaires.
Hey, we're going to take a quick phone call here, Stuart. I think we have Zomers.
Sorry.
Do we have Cindy from Appleton on the phone?
Yes, we do.
Hey, Cindy, how are you? Say hello to Stuart Waddles.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, Stuart. How are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
You got a big parade there in Appleton tonight, don't you?
What's that?
You got a big parade there in Appleton?
Yeah, we have our big Christmas parade tonight, and that's why I'm getting out of town.
Don't distract her, though, Stuart. She's calling Nightlight and listening to Nightlight, so we want to keep her here. Cindy, what's going on?
Well, that event you're having next Thursday in Madison, I'd love to get there, but unfortunately, it's a weeknight. I'm wondering if I could talk you into doing the same kind of event up here, maybe at the Grand Opera House in Oshkosh or the Meyer Theater in Green Bay.
Well, that is a great idea, Cindy, and there is something in the works, so I will keep you apprised of that as it gets closer. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right, Cindy, we got to go. We're up against the break. Thank you for the call, my friend. We are coming right back on Nightlight. But the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen. It is a beautiful, I know it's raining, but it's a beautiful night here in Wisconsin. Stuart, how is the weather in southeast Wisconsin tonight?
A balmy 45 degrees about and dropping. It's going to get cold. It's about 50 right now. We're getting cold. There's a wind advisory in effect for tomorrow for the southern part of the state. Could be That's some snow perfect. Coming. I think you're getting a lot of snow, aren't you?
We're supposed to get some, and I hope we don't get too much. I have to go pick up my daughter tomorrow, and I think it's just supposed to be flurries, but Conrad's not here to give me one of his five-day weather forecasts, which is just basically him looking out the window and guesstimating. So
it's
I'll take
five
your
days, huh?
What's that?
He guarantees a five-day forecast.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you a two. I can't give you a five.
The kid does not lack confidence. I will say that.
All right.
Are we, can we keep you a little bit past the news? Would that be okay? Because I would love to do a deep dive on Gordon Lightfoot a little bit rather than rush it right now.
I think he deserves it.
You have no idea how excited I was when you said that you kind of just discovered his music.
Well, and I discovered him and the whole story and just all of it. And it's just very interesting.
That's so great. I'm excited to talk about that. We'll do that after the news in Act 2. But I have to tell you, Stuart, what are you watching on TV right now? Have you happened to catch any of the episodes of All's Fair with Kim Kardashian?
I've not. Oh, I did watch this documentary on Peacock. Downey wrote it. You may have seen this one. Jim Downey. It's a Jim Downey documentary. Downey wrote that. I think it's what it's called. Downey wrote that.
So I have not seen
an hour about Saturday Night Live and Jim Downey and his impact. And Sandler's in it, Chris Rock's in it. I mean, just anybody who was on Saturday Night Live coming and telling their Jim Downey stories. And I didn't realize how far back he went. Like, I knew he was part of that the late 80s, early 90s Conan era, but he was part of the early, like, beginning of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I know of him. I did not know about the documentary, though. I'll definitely check that out. Was he the guy? There was a guy Conan O'Brien used to talk about. Not Conan O'Brien. I'm sorry. Harold Ramis. Oh, and that was Tom Kenny. Have you ever heard of that writer?
Yeah.
Well,
he was a comic, too.
Yes. No, you're thinking of Tom Kenny, not the guy with the glasses from the 80s.
Oh, that's what I went to.
Doug. I'm sorry. Doug Kenny, who I think was Stork in Animal House.
Okay.
Remember Stork? Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So he apparently, I could be getting this wrong, but Harold Ramis said that he was always threatening to end his own life, this guy who was tortured but very funny. And they said when they found his body in Hawaii, it was either Harold Ramis or Chevy Chase said he probably slipped looking for a place to jump because they ruled his death accidental. It's such a horrible story, but... Jim Downey is another one of those legendary Saturday Night Live writers.
I didn't know he did work on Letterman. Like he got, I don't know if he was fired or he kind of left during that non-Lauren era and he went to work for Letterman for a couple of years.
Yeah, that could be. Have you seen any of the other, the John Candy documentary? I haven't seen
it. No, that's
yet.
On the list.
Okay, same.
I started watching a Gordon Lightfoot documentary instead. I got caught up.
What's that one called?
It's Lightfoot. It was on Amazon Prime. It was put out in 2019 while he was still alive. So there's interviews of him.
But
it doesn't go too deep. What I don't like is that it's got Alec Baldwin in it.
Why?
I don't. He was a fan, and I guess he was a big star. So if you get somebody who's making a documentary and they want to get more visibility, you put Alec Baldwin in it, maybe.
Gosh.
But yeah, there's too much Alec Baldwin, but it's still good. I mean, it's. I wish it would go a little deeper.
I like the, to me, are you a John Prine fan?
Not so much.
Okay. I was a fan, and I found one of his YouTube videos. I crawled down the YouTube rabbit hole one night, and sitting on the floor, it was this really cool venue, like in Toronto, where a singer would perform and everybody sat on the floor. It was like a very kind of almost had like this hippie vibe, but Gordon Lightfoot was in the crowd and he was sitting there. And while John Prine was singing, they cut to Gordon Lightfoot. He had tears streaming down his face. And there's something about when one of your heroes, like you just mentioned Letterman, when David Letterman would laugh at something, it's like a knee jerk reaction. I would just laugh because I trust him. It's the same thing with Gordon Lightfoot. When he was listening to John Prine sing and started bawling, I was like, that is one of the coolest things ever. It's obviously one of his favorite Prine songs, but Gordon
Lightfoot.
It's
just like a paperback novel. Sorry.
Huge Lightfoot fan. We're going to talk all about that. He's the guy, by the way, that I learned how to play the guitar. I bought a Gordon Lightfoot songbook and just went through it and learned.
You and hundreds of others, brother.
Oh man. He has got so many. He's one of my favorite songwriters. Stuart J. Waddles is here, folks. He covers news. He is the news director in Southeast Wisconsin. You can also hear him here in Green Bay. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Steve Martin movie? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. One of my top 10 of all time, a fat-free movie on every level, dropped today in 1987. And, it's a Thanksgiving staple or just a holiday staple, but it got me thinking, and I wanted to ask this question, what is your favorite Steve Martin movie? And like I said to Stuart, there are some we've forgotten about. Like, that's how prolific Steve Martin has been in Little Shop of Horrors. One of the texters.
That's on my list.
Me too.
Exactly like you're talking about.
Again,
I think
totally
that's number one.
About it.
Jeez.
It's number one on your list?
I think so.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Lil Irv on the stream says, Darren and I just watched The Godfather of Green Bay. Loved it. Do you wear a cup for the live scene? I think he's talking about the...
We're waiting.
No, Judge Smales, I did not wear a cup. We've got another question for Lance from Mike. I'll save that one. Lil Irv says his favorite Steve Martin movie is Parenthood. And Sean on the stream says The Jerk. We'll get to the text line in hour number two. Stuart J. Waddles is here, folks. We're talking Gordon Lightfoot, and we're going to talk to Edmund Fitzgerald after the news. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday, a rainy fall Tuesday with Thanksgiving right around the corner. What could be better? It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Better take care if I find you've been creeping down my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.